LBC 97.3.
Right, well, let's go to Simon Marks. He's chief correspondent with Feature Story News in Washington, D.C. He joins us now. Simon, good evening.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, is the excitement mounting in Washington?
Well, I mean, in as much as there's been much excitement surrounding this election campaign in general, yes, it is. But to pick up on what you were just saying, really, this is, I suspect, going to end up being not so super Tuesday, because while there are, as Charlie was saying, a lot of delegates up for grabs, some 400 odd delegates out of the 1,144 convention delegates that the eventual winner of this contest needs to secure in order to become the Republican Party's nominee and go on to fight Barack Obama this coming November, it is not looking likely that this is going to be a definitive night. Mitt Romney would have to enjoy a completely clean sweep in all 10 states in order to, at the end of the night, be able to say, right, I've got it sewn up. I am now going to be the man to take on Barack Obama. And the opinion polls suggest that simply is not going to happen.
Now, what's the news coming out of Ohio? Because it seems to me that that's the one that all the media are going to concentrate on. It's a crucial swing state. You really have to win Ohio if you want to win the presidential election. Now, Romney and Santorum seem to be the only two that are really vying for that state. Could Rick Santorum pull it off?
Well, he certainly could pull it off. I mean, he was ahead of Mitt Romney in the polls in Ohio. There are 66 delegates up for grabs there. Just a few days ago, it looked like Rick Santorum was indeed poised to score an upset in a state that is important tonight and will be even more important on election night in November, because it's a real battleground state when it comes to the tussle between Republicans and Democrats on the national stage. Mitt Romney appears to have clawed back quite a bit of the ground that he had lost to Rick Santorum. Mr. Santorum gave some interviews over the weekend saying that he just couldn't keep up with Mitt Romney as far as campaign cash was concerned in Ohio. He was having difficulty matching Mitt Romney's advertising buy in the state. Some read that as Rick Santorum laying the groundwork for a possible loss in Ohio. If he wins Ohio, it would be a major setback for Mitt Romney. I think there's no question about that. It would breathe additional life into Rick Santorum's campaign. But even a strong finish by Rick Santorum in Ohio is still going, I think, to be something that helps him continue running in this race. It's unlikely, the way things are currently laid out, that Mr. Santorum's going to be dropping out of this anytime soon.
Now, in the end, I suppose, money counts. And we've already seen in other campaigns, in previous primaries, that it really has been Romney's victory through the amount of money that he spent. It's not democracy, is it? Democracy as we would know it, as Captain Kirk might say.
I mean, it's an interesting question that gets asked every election cycle. And while it is true that money